Tax day is on the way. The IRS is going to be knocking, but we're not talking about April 15th. That's the deadline for you to file your tax returns. We're talking about January 18th, just about a week from now. It's your last chance to pay any federal taxes due from 2010. Registered employee benefit consultant Ed Zerndorfer joining us now with more on this fast approaching deadline. Ed, good morning to you.
Good morning, Amy. Good morning, Tom. Amy, I have to correct one thing you said. The deadline for filing 2010 income taxes is not April 15th this year. It's actually April 18th, because April 15th is Emancipation Day in the District of Columbia, and
yes,
the IRS is now allowing individuals to file their taxes on the next business day, which is April 15th, a Friday. So the next business day is April 18th. Just so everyone knows.
Now, Ed, before we get into the tips of the day that we actually had you on to talk about, have you also heard that the IRS is going to be having problems processing returns this year because of how late Congress acted on the latest tax changes?
Yes, I did. And here's what it comes down to.
Everybody?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I apologize. Go ahead.
The reason the IRS is allowing individuals a little more time, they are encouraging people to file their taxes in mid to late February, is that because of these last-minute tax law changes that occurred around December 20th, IRS is telling individuals who, for example, they itemize their income taxes, or if they have some assets they sold at a gain, they should not file their taxes until mid to late February at the earliest, because the IRS computers have to be updated to reflect these changes. So that's just one word of that came from the IRS regarding the filing of 2010 federal income taxes.
So
you still have to file.
So how does this impact things like your TSP, stuff like that, or does it?
It does not, Amy, because the TSP is just you put money into the TSP, and your money that you're putting in from your salary is tax deductible, and that's not going to affect this year's taxes. It's going to affect it will affect this year's taxes, but it will not really show up till next filing season in terms of the deductions you're receiving on your gross salary. That's for 2011. We're talking strictly 2010 here.
Okay, so have we gone over everything we needed to go about estimated taxes for those people that may have that problem?
Okay. With respect to estimated taxes, most federal employees, and the same is true in private industry, they have federal, and if you live in a state that has a state income tax, have state income taxes withheld from their salary. So with most of these employees, when they file their income taxes in the spring, in this case for the 2010 year, when they file their taxes, they would have had enough federal and state withholding from their salary so that when they file their taxes, either they're going to get a refund back, they had their taxes over withheld, or they may owe, but it won't be all that much. Something, when I say all that much, if you owe less than $1,000 in federal income taxes at the time of filing, there most likely will be no under withholding penalties. But there are some employees out there who have to pay estimated taxes because they did not have enough federal taxes withheld from their salary. And the reason this came about is because they have other sources of income in which there was no federal withholding. For example, they had a capital asset. They owned a capital asset such as a stock, a bond, or a mutual fund. They sold it at a profit, a gain. There's no taxes withheld from that gain. The individual has to figure out what's the tax liability resulting from the sale of the capital asset and figure out how much do I owe the federal government. Now, the long-term capital gain tax rate, that's for an asset owned more than 1 year, is a flat 15%. So let's say you sold something, made a gain of $1,000. 15% of $1,000 is $150. That $150 that you owe in taxes, if it was not withheld from another source, such as salary, it's really your obligation to pay the government on a quarterly basis with respect to what you owe the government. You know, I liken the situation to a store owner. Let's suppose there's someone out there owns a store, sells services to the public, and people come into the store, they buy stuff, and they tell the store owner, you know, I really don't have the money now to pay for this. I'll tell you what, I'll pay you at the end of December or maybe January, February when I have the money. I don't think the store owner is going to allow that. The store owner says, no, you either pay it now or you can't buy the item. The IRS feels the same way. They don't want to have someone owe a lot of money come tax filing time for things that for items that were subject to, that they owe tax on. So therefore, the IRS says, okay, if you owe more taxes than is being withheld from your wages, then you pay us quarterly throughout the throughout the year. There are four deadlines for filing estimated taxes. The first deadline is April 15th. That would have taken into consideration any tax liability one had between January 1st and March 31st of the year. The second deadline is June 15th. The third deadline is September 15th. And the last estimated taxes is due normally January 15th. This year, January 15th happens to turn out to be on a Saturday. The next business day is Monday, January 17th, which is the Martin Luther King federal holiday. So the IRS gives you another day to file your estimated taxes for the fourth quarter of 2010, and that is Tuesday, January 18th. And this applies to federal. Most states have the same requirement. If you owe your state taxes and those state income taxes were not withheld from, let's say, your salary, then you're going to have to pay estimated taxes to your state.
We're talking with registered employee benefit consultant Ed Zerndorfer, and actually you anticipated my question, which is, as goes the federal government, is that how the states go too? I mean, can we expect that they'll sort of follow suit when it comes to these deadlines and how things need to be filed?
As a matter of fact, Amy, the states have the same deadline as the federal government, and they have the same guidelines. If you owe more than a certain amount of money, for example, I'm most familiar with the state of Maryland, if you owe more than $500 when you file your state of Maryland income taxes in the spring, there could be what is called an under-withholding penalty. So, therefore, you should, if you owe more than $500, you should pay the state on a quarterly basis. Most states have the same type of limit. Like in Maryland's $500. I like to give another example where federal employees could owe estimated taxes. Another example is, let's suppose a federal employee is working and their spouse that they're married is working and they have a nanny who comes to the house to take care of young children. And they pay, and as such, the couple is a household employer. They are obligated in most cases to withhold federal and state income taxes as well as Social Security and Medicare Part A. Now, if they don't have a sufficient amount of taxes taken out of their paycheck, then they're really obligated to pay estimated taxes based on what their tax liability is for that so-called household help. They are considered to be a household employer. So that's another example. One other example comes to mind is that if you are a retiree of the federal government and you did not have a sufficient amount of federal and or state income taxes withheld from your federal pension, your CSRS annuity, your FERS annuity, it's your obligation again to pay estimated taxes if you think you're going to owe more than $1,000 in federal taxes and then whatever the appropriate state is in which you live as far as what the liability is.